Our view is that when workers pursue their own demands, they must do that without any acts of violence. I think that's one thing that we will continue to persuade everybody around, including those workers, whilst we support consistently workers' demands. However, one of the things that we think that must be condemned is the amount of violence which the police have used in dealing with that situation. NUMSA is of the view that the kind of number of permutations that could be used and angles that the police could have taken didn't really justify the kind of massacre which we have seen. In our view, we think that it was a bloody violence that was unleashed unnecessarily, and it was it demonstrated that workers are still being treated very, very cheap. And we condemn that, and we have issued a statement today where we're basically calling for a proper investigation, because if that is to be allowed, it could be the turning point in our country where basically we would have a police state in South Africa. In fact, that situation reminded us of all the massacres that were to contend with in our country. There was Bisho massacre, which one, when you watch that, we're reminded about. There was Yudnik massacre, there was Sharpeville massacre. It is regrettable that at this day and age in South Africa, we could have the police who will use automatic rifles.